With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Trust in the mass media has hit a new low, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A new Gallup poll reveals that Americans have serious doubts about the news media. One-third of those surveyed have no trust at all in the media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. And another third of Americans express not very much confidence. According to Gallup, the news media is the least trusted group among civic and political institutions, ranking just below Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economists are throwing cold water on both Donald Trump's promise to erase inflation and Kamala Harris's plan to address housing and price gouging. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Donald Trump has a message for voters exasperated by higher prices.
We are going to defeat inflation.
Kamala Harris says she'll address the issue as well.
We will lower the cost on everything from health care to groceries.
Yet economists, including 16 Nobel Prize winners, warned that Trump's policy proposals would actually make inflation worse. Meanwhile, economists aren't enthusiastic about Kamala Harris's plans, which are seen as ineffective against high grocery prices. Moody's Analytics has estimated that Harris's policies would leave the inflation outlook virtually unchanged. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. officials say the Biden administration believes it has won assurances from Israel that it will not strike Iranian nuclear or oil sites as it looks to strike back following Iran's missile barrage earlier this month. The officials who spoke on condition of anonymity cautioned that the pledge is not ironclad and that circumstances could change. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said, "We listen to the opinions of the United States, but we will make our final decisions based on our national interests." On Wall Street, the Dow down by 324 points. This is SRN News. A new hate crimes bill in Australia has people worried.
Lawmakers in the state of Victoria are considering a measure that would send a person to jail for 5 years if convicted of, quote, inciting serious contempt for another individual because of their sexual practices. Critics say that sets the bar pretty low. Would reading from parts of the Bible violate the law, for instance? Meanwhile, Australia's federal government is also working on new hate crimes legislation, which isn't as extreme, but might also cause some serious problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in the Czech Republic marked Yom Kippur last week in one iconic synagogue for the first time since the Holocaust. Ceremonies were held at Clausen Synagogue in Prague on Friday night. The building, which was shuttered by the Nazis and kept shuttered by the communists, functions as a museum today. Jews either fled Eastern Europe during World War II or were murdered by the Nazis. This is SRN News. North Korea has blown up parts of inter-Korean roads in a symbolic display of anger. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Tuesday's action comes after the rivals exchanged threats of destruction amid rising animosities over the North's claim that the South flew drones over its capital. The road's demolition reflects a display of North Korea's growing loathing of South Korea's conservative government. The South's military says it's bolstering its readiness and surveillance posture in coordination with the U.S. North Korea has a history of staging choreographed destruction of facilities on its soil as a political message. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British lawmakers are voting on a bill to strip hereditary aristocrats of the right to sit and vote in the House of Lords after more than 700 years. The Labour Party government says the decision will remove an outdated and indefensible relic of the past. More details at srnnews.com.